We are approaching the 100th anniversary of the constitutional amendment that guaranteed women the right to vote. It was passed by Congress in 1919 and ratified by the states a year later. WYPR is setting out to honor the upcoming centennial with a series called Beyond the Ballot. I'm Sherry Parks. Each month, we will present two short radio stories that shine a light on the lives and contributions of Maryland women who've changed our world for the better in the century since gaining their rightful access to the voting booth. On March 3, 1913, one day before the first inauguration of President Woodrow Wilson, 20-year-old Lavinia Margaret Ingle of Montgomery County and the rest of the Maryland female delegation gathered on Capitol Hill to start what was planned to be a grand parade organized by the National American Women's Suffrage Association. More than 8,000 demonstrators, tens of thousands of spectators, mostly men in town for the inauguration, lined the avenue. The men heckled and jeered the demonstrators as they marched, then flooded into the street and blocked their path. Women were grabbed, jostled, and pushed to the pavement. The Washington Post reported that the police turned a blind eye. More than 100 women were hospitalized. Congressional hearings followed, and the D.C. superintendent of police was fired. The incident, reported in the national news, amplified the call for women's voting rights. Lavinia Margaret Ingle managed to escape unscathed, and she fought on for the suffrage movement. After ratification, Ingle helped to establish the Maryland League of Women Voters. She served as the group's first executive from 1920 to 1936. She lobbied for laws for women and children and supported the creation of the State Department of Infant and Maternal Hygiene. Ingle decided in 1929 to run for the Maryland House of Delegates. She won, becoming the first woman from Montgomery County to be elected to the House. She helped pass the marriage bill, a measure requiring a 5-day waiting period between obtaining a marriage license and the marriage ceremony. President Franklin D. Roosevelt appointed her to the National Social Security Board, and Ingle traveled the country to help Americans understand what the recently passed Social Security Act would mean to them and their families. Ingle was quickly promoted to the Chief of Field Operations for the Washington, D.C. headquarters and remained with the agency until her retirement in 1966. Lavinia Margaret Ingle died in 1979, nearly 60 years after the ratification of suffrage and just before her 87th birthday. Author Nancy Revell Johnson wrote in her book, Notable Maryland Women, Lavinia Ingle's own life was an example to other women emerging from their cocoons of domesticity as she led Maryland women to involve themselves in efforts to improve not only the position of women and children, but for all people.